by Satanic International Network. You're listening to The Ooze.
Upon decaying every foul wicked spirit in the host, The Ooze.
20 minutes, that door of the day, on The Ooze, spread out.
On The Ooze, it's gonna fucking rock. Be there.
The whole point.
To really tap into adversarial time
necessitates a certain fortitude.
Now on to our show.
Hello, welcome to The Ooze. I'm actually just trying to figure out some technical difficulties here. So just a second. Zach, are you there?
Yeah, Jancer, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome.
In the chat, it's saying that there's no sound, though.
You know what? Yeah, fuck those guys. They have to refresh the browser. So we're going to continue on with The Ooze because those guys have their own technical problems and we don't have the time to sit and sort them out. But today's news is about Satanism and its influence in race, sex, and politics, basically. So it's kind of a general wide-open area. I guess I'll start off by saying that, well, first off, Bizino, the general host, the Grand Poobah of The Ooze, is indisposed, can't make it. So we're going to have to wing this one. And I would like to start off with why there are so few black people in Satanism. You know? I mean, are they all just stupid niggers, or is there something more going on? What's your opinion, Lexi?
My opinion? I think that it is along the same lines that there are more males. I actually would think that there's more like Satanists out there than we actually think. They're more closeted, I would believe, just because of the adversity to just their entire group in general.
Well, you know, as far as though as actual race goes, why do you think there's more Caucasian people than African Americans? What's your take on that?
You know, I'm not even sure. Like, I don't have much of an opinion on it. I think it might just be an area thing that, like I said, that there might be more out there that we don't know about just because of the area that perhaps you and I actually live in.
Well, you know, that's quite possible. And my take on this is basically this. It's a cultural thing. And if you boil it down to the common denominator, it's a adversarial thing. It's a rebellious thing. Whereas, you know, a lot of us white kids, you know, we rebel against the norm, whatever, and somehow find our way to Satanism. But I think when black people rebel, you know, being a cultural thing, I think they identify themselves as gangsters and, you know, shit like that. But, I mean, that's just my opinion. If anybody wants to call in, throw their own 2 cents in.
They can't call in because they can't hear what we're saying, Zach. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to figure out as to why they can't hear what's going on, because we're on and I heard it.
Oh shit! So it's just me. It's just me and you talking. Is that what's going on?
Essentially, right now, because they can't hear us. So I'm not. I'm not exactly sure as to why, though.
Okay. I'll be right back. I'm gonna go try to fix this. Right.
All right.
Lexi, still there? Lexi? Lexi?
All right, guys, can anybody hear me at all? All right, guys. Well, I'm going to ask for your help here. Anybody want to call in and help me talk until I can figure out where Zach is? It is very much appreciated. I'm not sure where he's at the moment. All right, that should do it. I keep getting dropped, and it looks like Zach's not here. Hold on. No, you're not. Oh, yeah, you are. All right, Pop, you're on.
This is a fucking clusterfuck. I hope you know this. And as soon as we find Zach, we're going to have to whoop his ass.
Well, no, Zach's trying. He really is. I'm sure he is. I'm not sure. It's the first time I ever operated a switchboard, and he can't operate his phone inside. So someone else has to be able to do it.
All right, so the topic is sex, race, and politics?
In the left-hand path, yes.
No, what politics in the left-hand path? The anarchists? Come on. We're stuck between the socialists, the laissez-faire capitalists, and the anarchists.
So you don't think there's any politics whatsoever in the left-hand path? Because I could disagree with you on that topic.
Posturing doesn't count as politics.
Hey, no. I'm talking about social... I can't even say that word. But the ladders, the social ladders, there are social ladders in the left-hand path.
Yeah, but it's all online. So as soon as you turn off your computer, go outside, you've already won.
See, I disagree, though. Maybe online there's certain levels that you can hold, but on the outside you can too. Everybody's judged on what level that they hold on the outside realm. Now, that goes for any path, but it's especially competitive in the left-hand path and among our fellow left-hand pathers. And as much as people don't want to believe it, we compete against each other in the outside world just like we do on the internet world to actually achieve at these levels. If that wasn't the case, there would be no, well, I make this amount of money and, you know, you're a lesser Satanist because you're not as successful.
Well, see, when you take that online, it's nothing but empty posturing. It doesn't matter how much you make when you're on the fucking internet, because you're still hanging out with fucking morons.
Hey, look, we've got another caller. Should we let him on?
I have no clue. I do not have the switchboard. All right.
615, you're on the air.
Hey, you were alone.
Hey.
I was calling to help out, because you were alone.
Hey. Yeah, we've had about 20 minutes worth of technical difficulties going on right now, and it's just kind of insane, so I don't know where Zach went, but hopefully he calls in soon. Either way, do you have an opinion on politics in the left-hand path?
Well, I mean, I think they definitely exist. It's evident that... At least, it's an online hierarchy, but there's a clear hierarchy established at pretty much every website you go to. I do agree with Pup, though. You know, if you're losing the battle, just turn off the computer and walk away, and you've conquered the world, so to speak, you know, at least, you know, within that structure, you know.
Right. Well, a lot of people don't do that, and that's obvious, you know, I guess obvious more online than it is not online. That when somebody's losing a fight, they kind of back themselves up in a corner and think that they've got the upper hand because they're backing themselves up into that corner.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing, too, is that I think that there's human beings tend to have an inherent need to not want to lose faith somehow, even if that means that you have to start getting really low to, you know, win the battles. Speak. I mean, like, I've had several, it was a debate about philosophy, and it starts turning into a debate about somebody's personal character, and it's kind of like, well, first of all, you don't really know the person. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all just screen names. I mean, we could all be lying, and there could be absolutely nothing true that's ever put on there. I mean, who's to say? It's not
that
it's not, you know.
That's pretty accurate, because in reality, I'm not Wicked Pup. I'm really a 12-year-old black girl, so... Everything I put online is a lie.
Yeah, you're a real big liar, Pop. Real big liar. Well, I guess I think, like, a really important thing is to remember that people could be exactly the opposite of what they say. Personally,
I'm Blackwood.
I don't. Personally, I don't do that as I appear online as I appear in real life. I might have some nervous tics y'all don't know about, you know, like twitching the shoulder or whatever. But, you know, for the most part, I'd like to believe that the people that I communicate with, especially, you know, on the left-hand path or people at SIN, really do actually show the side of them that I would see in everyday life. but I guess that would really depend on whether you were closeted or not.
Well, not only that, but I mean, I think that you can tell, like, you know, if you go into a chat room and the person is completely different than when they post, you know that you've got, you know, somebody that's not very real necessarily. And also, you know, there can be a real, yeah, my husband said a lack of sincerity, and that can become quite apparent. I'm very real, you know, in how I post and how I speak in real life and things like that. That's why I, you know, did the chopping my head off before and stuff thing. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I do try to remember, at least on some level, that it's, you know, it's like I told somebody one time, it's like, Dandra, I could be a school teacher. I don't teach elementary.
You'd be the greatest school teacher ever. That'd be fantastic. As soon as a kid misbehaves, they'd be hanging upside down outside the classroom as an example.
Well, I had posted it, and I was like, you know, could you imagine? Mommy, the teacher told me to kill myself because I asked him a stupid question.
The teacher keeps calling me Magian. I don't understand what that means. What is mundane?
Mm-hmm. Hey, we got another caller. It's Graham, so I'm going to let him in on the party, too. You know, let's do this. If it'll let me. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Okay.
Are you there?
I'm
oh,
here.
Hell.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, bastards. Sex, race, and politics. Let's go.
Okay. I just want to jump in. You know, I'm very skeptical of people, especially on satanic forums and all kind of occult forums, who are very reluctant to share details about their personal life. You know, people that just hide everything in their real name. I really find that hard to convince myself that these people are Satanists in real life. And I think they're just, majority of them, they're just posers, if I'm honest with you.
Why? Because they don't want to tell you their name?
Well, I just think, what's there to be afraid of? You know, that's the question I want to ask. And what are you afraid of, you know?
I don't think, you know, for me, you know, there are certain things that I keep to myself, mainly because of the same reason I would keep them to myself in the outside world. It ain't none of your fucking business. You know, it boils down to that for me. When I feel that it is your business, I will reveal to you what I do. You know, I don't need to go and tell everybody every little thing about me. And then, you know, you got to put into effect that I want somebody, if you want to get to know me, then you're going to come and get to know me as a person. And if you can't bother to do that, well, then you're going to stick with the basic details.
Oh, yeah, I get it. If someone doesn't want to, like, for example, give the names of their kids, I understand that 100%. If someone is scared to tell, you know, or to have details of their satanic online life mentioned to their boss at work because they're scared that their boss is going to fire them or some shit like that, that's what I don't understand.
Well, for me personally, I had my real name and stuff out there, and I wound up with a stalker, and it was actually pretty bad. I had to delete my Facebook account and all kinds of stuff. The guy actually sent me a picture of the street that my house was on, and he had been sending me death threats. So I was actually afraid that somebody was going to kill me, which is why I pulled all my pictures and everything else offline. I mean, there is a risk entailed in putting yourself out there all the way on occasion.
Well, you never know who you're dealing with when you're online, isn't it? That's just the nature of online, you know. Everybody can be anybody. You don't know how far they're willing to go with anything.
Yeah, I get that.
Well,
I think it's become more... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, too, though, it's not really that online interaction isn't real. I do think that it helps, at least with, you know, the philosophical concepts and stuff that you're dealing with, you know, like arguing with people, you know, debating with people and trying to figure out, you know, what's bullshit and what's not within your own personal paradigm. I think that's very important, and I really think that at the end of the day, the inherent use of those things, and it's a tool that we have that is completely new and completely original in comparison to, you know, like when COS started. They can have that.
We got some major wins. Yeah, you know, I just take people with a grain of salt for the most part. If I get to know you, I get to know you. If I don't, I don't. I mean, it's not really that much an effect to my life. I do keep in mind, like, what you were saying about, you know, people finding you and sending you death threats and things like that. I take that very seriously. I mean, I've got kids. I've got a wife, you know, outside the internet. I really don't need anybody to affect me with.
I was just going to say, for me, I mean, I've been online for like 4 years. I only came online for the first time like 2008. And I've had death threats sent to me. But everybody on this website, well, Sin knows my real name. They know where I work. They know where I live. I'm not really that scared to say or share any of these details, because I think when you come online and you come to forums like this and you kind of build this satanic kind of persona, you paint a target on your head, and you have to accept it, in my opinion.
Maybe so, but, well, you know, I'm a skinny little white girl, okay? what am I going to do about some, you know, big dude that's following me around and, you know, that I don't know about and has been, you know, tracing me all over the internet? And one day he just shows up, you know, what am I going to do against him?
You're going to date him, and I apologize for that orgasmic. But on the topic of being anonymous, sometimes it's just counterproductive to have your name out there. Like, and we can take the example of Joaquin at the moment, who is trying to infiltrate the Mormon church. Now, all they got to do is Google search him and find his fucking name plastered all over these sites and kick him out. And that would just completely destroy whatever mission he feels like he's on.
Well,
so
exactly.
You gotta work in the shadows.
Yeah. Well, I might have painted a target on my head, but I don't want to paint a target on my kid's head, which is really where my line lies, is that, you know, I can deal with it if somebody's gonna, you know, decide to kill me, for example, for what I believe. But my children, They didn't ask for this. They're kids. That's a much different story. You know, if I was a single man or even a single woman, it would probably be a different story, actually, at the end of the day.
All right, well, I'm going to cut everybody and go back to sex, race, and politics. First off, sex. Why the hell are there so few women in the satanic networks? And why the hell do so many of them use Satanism as an excuse to be a slut? Go.
What? Why do so many women? Okay, let me see if I can wrap my head around your question. Why do
so
many women in the?
Did I say many?
No. Listen, let me finish my damn question first. Why do so many women in the left hand path use Satanism as an excuse to be a whore? Or is that what you're saying?
Whore, slut. The only difference is one's getting paid.
I don't necessarily see it so much as being a whore as embracing your sexuality and being more open with the fact that you actually embrace that sexuality. And
okay,
it may come off as being a whore, but that doesn't necessarily mean that person is a whore.
No, and you know what I'm talking about. You will see them every now and then. They'll pop up and they're just using the label as an excuse to go out and be promiscuous with no real philosophical idea or so, like, what's the words I'm looking for? I don't know, continue.
You mean the ones that go around and have a lack of self-respect and use the label to make up for some sort of respect for themselves?
Possibly. Now, why are there so
few
women on networks?
Well, I think that women like Satanist men, and I think I think there's two kinds of women that sign up for networks like that. Women that are Satanists and women that are there for Satanist men. And you can tell the difference pretty quickly between the one and the other. It's like you said, the ones that are there just for Satanist men tend to have no philosophical you know, leanings, no opinion, nothing. They're just there to basically hit on the dudes. And honestly, in a weird way, I feel that, you know, considering it's a carnal religion, it makes sense that they show up, you know, and men like it. So
it's a very attractive trait of the past. I will admit it's a very attractive trait of the past. It is.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Come to the dark side. We have loose women.
Now,
to
address the second question, why are there so few women in the left-hand path? I think it's been covered before. In my opinion, a lot of women could be afraid of it. Some of them are just not interested in it. You know, the left-hand path doesn't appeal to the female sex for several reasons. And I'm sure, FS, I know you have an opinion on this.
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of women do not participate. And I think there's several reasons for that. And I think part of it is, honestly, just not caring to, or they're too busy living a life in order to, you know, come on and start doing that. I mean, like, there's lots of, like, the O&A, for instance, is actually primarily female-dominated. They just don't log on and start posting. Very few of them do. And, you know, I'm part of a Selena study group in my local area, and it's primarily women. But they don't go online, ever. They just do their thing and, you know, live their lives, and that's about it. So, I also think, too, that, quite honestly, one of the problems, too, is that it's a carnal religion, again, and that, you know, Satanist men like sex, and some women just don't feel comfortable dealing with some of the, you know, being hit on all the time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They can't handle that aspect of it, so I just think that they don't participate.
So we should go on a sin membership drive through strip clubs is what we're saying here. That's how we're going to get more?
Well, here's something interesting. Do you think males are more apt to manifest online because of alpha feeling? Do you think that there's more alpha females? And maybe that's why there's not a lot of left-hand passers that are females? Because I know that females often take on the role of, you know, the caretaker and the supporter, and it makes them seem more like betas. And maybe it's that there's not enough, you know, alpha females, and that's why there's not that many in the left-hand path.
Well, I agree, and I also think that women have a natural urge to want to avoid conflict because they're naturally smaller than men, you know, like,
Women have an urge to avoid conflict?
Yeah.
Well, how do you
mean
that cause conflict?
You should meet the bitches I know. These bitches love to fight. You hear her giggling, she knows.
Yeah, they do it, like, inadvertently. You know, they kind of, like, instigate it and back away from it and watch the males go at it like gorillas.
Bringing that even further, you should bring that into race here. Maybe there's a reason why, you know, other races happen to shy away from Satanism, too, because, you know, there's not a lot of alpha or superiority in those races.
Come on. That's bullshit. I want to know where all my brothers are at. Where's the brothers hiding? I know you're out
there.
You're
fucking white. Shut up.
No,
I mean,
Vertigo to the race thing. I actually read an article recently. It was from a Dionysus of one of the main cities in fucking USA, and how they're trying to convert and get to the black and Hispanic populations that are coming from South America and Africa because they're more susceptible to spirituality, which could be a reason why we don't see that many in the left-hand path.
Well, I want to point out that we're questioning why certain groups aren't in the left-hand path as predominantly as white males in their middle 30s, but I want to point out that they're all groups that have been considered to be minorities. You know, we're talking women, African-Americans, other races, things like that. They're all considered to be the minority. And it's curious to me that the minorities in general would be minorities in the left-hand path as well. And so I'm curious to see if maybe that's one of the reasons why we don't see these races or the female sex in the left-hand path as often.
Well, that could certainly
be I think people just, like, you know, they attach or they start believing in something that is important to their heritage or culture in the past. Like, you don't see lots of Chinese or Japanese people, you know, Satanist-wise. You don't see a lot of black people, but they probably have their own alternatives to it, you know. Usually find anyone who's a so-called Druid or Wiccan, you'll ask them where they're from. They're going to expect some bullshit that they're from Ireland or fucking Scotland, which is fucking generally bullshit, so... You know, it's just their alternative. You know, like Muslims, like people from the Arabic world, the shaitan, things like that. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I think it could also be a societal thing. I mean, when you're a quote-unquote minority, you're told from birth that you're being put upon by your society. You've had something placed upon you. Like, as a woman, I've had that, you know. Oh, well, you make less money. Oh, well, this. Oh, well, that. And at the end of the day, it's patently untrue. It's an American ideal that I'm naturally somehow have put upon by the white male. And I inherently disagree with that because of a number of reasons, and pin everything down to legislation and everything else. I mean, like, you know, if I was working for a big company, for example, I actually would probably get promoted over a white man simply because I'm female. And race-wise, I technically would be a minority. I've told people that before. I'm not very white, actually. Very, very little of my bloodline would be considered Caucasian. You know, so, yeah, I mean, I think that has a lot to do with it, too, is that if you're always told that, you just assume mentally, well, I'm a beta because, you know, I'm Native American. My ancestors were put upon... I'm a woman, and the white man's so mean to me, you know.
Please, white men love women, but not as much as black men. Black men love white women. And go to any strip club in America, go to Vegas. How many escort companies are there? Let's be fair. What we've done to women is pretty much use them for sex. Sex and cleaning. And, you know, I'm okay with that.
You forgot cooking, man.
Yeah, cooking. Well, you know, I cook for myself, so... My girl's pretty lazy on that one. I gotta whip her into shape. No, Grandma, you said something earlier about society and cultural having to do with the minority. And I'm liable to agree with that. I think it's mostly a cultural issue. Now, we look at the black population of America, and the majority of them are in a... or you're telling me to go into the next room because I'm echoing. And the majority,
yeah.
I don't know, not the majority, but maybe majority, I don't know the fucking numbers. But they live in lower income areas with lower education. I think education is one of the key factors here. Look at the motherfuckers on Sin, or at least the ones that get respected anyway. These dudes are intellectual brick walls. You try to argue with these guys, and they will just dominate you, which, you know, I thoroughly enjoy. I kind of love that there's people out there who are smarter than me, because there's not many around here. But on the same side, they're all white. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's just from experience in Grand, because I'm up in Michigan, and in the city, there is a massive black population and minority black populations. But the greater deal of them, when they go, they don't get any education. For when they do, they don't really use it. Does that make sense?
Oh,
well,
yeah,
I
absolutely.
Don't have a high education level, but I still post and, you know, do my thing, and I'm fairly respected. You know, but I'm honest about that, too. I mean, I got my GED. I barely finished high school. I'm going to college in August. I'm 31 years old. I'll be 32 in 2 days. you know, I think it's a matter a lot of times of the individual.
But you're white.
But I'm not, actually.
We need a black person. Let me find Manic.
Manic, I miss Manic. Well, you know, when it comes to education, I think there's some exceptions to the rule there. I really do. I do believe, you know, for example, any job I've ever gotten, regardless of what industry it's in, I haven't gotten it because, you know, I school.
Did she drop that?
Yeah. She dropped. I thought I dropped because I was hearing her in the next room go on. Well, no. She what she was saying was she never got any of the jobs she got because of her education level, but I've seen how she gets these jobs. She gets them because she's pretty. So we can score one to female power.
Oh, dude, it's absolutely true. You know, women, I think personally, this might sound really fucking sexist, women who are good looking generally get a fairly easy ride compared to like one ugly fat bald guy would get.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was Daniel Tosh on one of the stand-up shows. He goes, "If you're an ugly woman, it's like being a man. You're going to have to work."
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right, anybody else got something to say?
I apologize. I just got dropped. Apparently,
well,
my phone doesn't like the basement.
Well, at least you figured out how to work the switchboard now, so.
Yeah. It looks like female Satan also either dropped or left.
Yeah, she dropped that.
Oh, yes, she dropped. Big giant sad face. I'm losing the sex part. I'm all by myself. Oh no.
So do you guys, this is a completely change of subject. Well, not really, but do you guys really believe in America? If you're black, you get a bit of a rougher time and life isn't as easy?
Certain areas, I would be willing to agree.
But
yeah,
surely there must be
areas
where white people get a bit of a rough time.
I'm going to disagree with you, Pop. I really am. Because, and it could just be where I work.
No, it's hard out here for a pimp, all right?
Whatever, you are not a pimp, all right? But we're going to go this way, because at the college that I go to, it's over the past 3 years, it's gone from predominantly white to predominantly black. That's just the way it is. Now, I wouldn't have a problem with people going out and getting their education if they weren't going out to get their education only to get their financial loans and then drop. To me,
that's
lowered my respect for that general population, and call me a fucking racist, but I swear to God, 85% of black people that go to that school only go to get the financial aid so they can get their Gucci backpack and all this other shit. See, you're going to get me on a rant, and I don't even want to go there.
Well, no. See, that's what I'm talking about. Is education levels are not as important to that type of culture.
See, for me, it might be my mind's being warped by the media, but, you know, you can't turn on the TV, like, and watch an American TV show without seeing a black guy in a Cadillac or some fucking bling-bling around his neck. So they can't be doing that fucking badly, in my opinion. I don't have a fucking Cadillac.
That's like one for every 100,000, though. I mean, not everybody down here that's black is Kanye West or, you know, P. Diddy. Not everybody's got bling. And even if, and there's quite a few people, even in this fucking area, who will be walking around town with a big-ass shiny necklace and go back to their one-bedroom house and live with, like, six other people because they can't afford rent. Then we have the issue that Org brought up down here where it's a serious fucking problem. Majority of the students at that school, they get in through financial aid. And what they'll do is they'll wait until the refund check for financial aid comes through. They won't buy any books. They won't buy any school supplies. They won't buy anything they need. They'll wait till they get their check and bounce right the fuck out.
So what you're saying is it's nobody's fault, really. It's not like society's fault. It's not the government's fault or whitey's fault. They're effectively doing it to themselves.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's
like
hunting
that,
people down at this point. You know, I got a bunch of black friends, and, you know, not one of them would seriously say that somebody was holding them down. What?
I can't necessarily agree with that. I really can't, because you know what? If I went and I tried to reapply for my financial aid and stuff for CC, I guarantee you they would deny me. But some motherfucker that came in last semester and did his shit to get his Gucci, they would let him back in. You know, I guess it really depends
if he paid
on
off
how
what he owed them.
No.
What happened let's take the example of my buddy Brent.
There's scum in any race, though. I mean, you gotta think.
No.
Remember, you know that one guy, he was white, and he went to CC for 6 years just to collect financial aid until they cut him off because he's got way too many damn credits, you know?
But that's an example of one versus the other thousands who are going through that school.
Very true. But you've got to figure they...
We could chalk that up to the population of the city and the color there, but I don't think that's necessarily true itself. I just think that's the culture that's thriving at the moment. It's instant gratification. Let me get my money, let me bounce. But I'm white, so, you know, I am the man. I'm the man. Fight the power. That's me. I'm holding all you motherfuckers down.
You're not holding anyone down. All right.
So, we got 10 minutes left.
Let's get some controversy going. Lexi, start it.
Controversy?
Why do I have to start the controversy?
Because you're the host, that's why.
Good point. Let's see. I want to point out something Jamie said earlier in the chat. He said that...
Grimm's ace. Or Grimm's cool.
Yeah, find it. Oh, he said, as a joke, he says, see, men are dominant, and... you know, female Satan said, no, that's a false construct. What do you guys feel about that being men? You know, do you feel like you still have the upper hand, or do you think that females are closing in?
You know, I can't take this question seriously until you put on a dress and make me a sandwich, so.
Fuck you. I don't make you sandwiches on a normal day, so.
No, I think just the aggressive nature of testosterone puts men in the dominant area, but the overwhelming power that the vagina has on us, we are susceptible to vagina, just hands down.
So you think that it's not necessarily the fact that they're getting more powerful, but the fact that we have more power over you because of what you want from us.
Well, yeah, that's the only power anybody can have over anybody is to have something they want. But then again, how many guys are getting raped? So,
can I just interrupt here? If there's like a company and you're working for a company, you know, and the girl has gotten herself into like a supervisory or managerial position without very much effort, I would question that. I don't care who is fucking in dominance, if it's male or female, as long as they have earned their way to that position, male or female, doesn't fucking matter to me. I don't really think anybody thinks that way. I don't think women walk about stores, you know, as managers and supervisors, cracking skulls because they're a woman and they want to try and get one over on men. I don't think women think that way.
I don't think women need to think that way. You know, you get a pretty face, a lot of guys will just do stupid shit. You know, I'm one of them. I'm a sucker for a pretty face. And I pretty much bow down to women.
Right.
Which one of you lives in the fucking Jungle Book, by the way? I keep hearing fucking birds chirping.
Oh, no, I'm not in the jungle. I'm outside in the backyard because my phone apparently is hating on me today and wants to do everything in its willpower to fuck up this news. Which, by the way, did anyone know Zach didn't ever come back?
Yeah, I think he passed out.
Didn't ever come back.
He probably realized he could work the switchboard and just went to bed.
Well, no, I was working the switchboard just fine. I don't know where the sound problem came from.
The first
15
minutes of the show beg to differ, babe.
You don't even understand, dude. You don't understand. There is nothing on the switchboard that says it controls the sound. All right? Unless I mute one of you motherfuckers. That being said, we've got 4 minutes remaining in the show. I did extend it just in case anybody else wanted to call in and give an opinion on anything. Thank you guys for, you know, staying in there and sticking in there and sticking it out. Because, sometimes difficult technical shit happens, so... But we made it into a party.
Shit.
But
we made it
into
a party. I think it was.
It
turned out good too. I was a little bit freaked out the first 10-15 minutes. I'm sitting there going, "Oh shit, where's Zach? Then I get back, and I got dropped, and then the switchboard got dropped, and I'm like, "What the fuck, dude?" So
yeah,
it was nice
turned
to
out
see.
Good.
It was nice to be in the shoes of Zeno for a while and experience those complications. But, yeah, you know, I give Zeno some definite props. He does deal with quite a bit. It's not easy.
I push the button and put people online.
Well,
see,
you know,
this is why we got to keep women away from computers. They can dominate us physically because of the vagina, but we get them on the technological advance. So.
Hey, I do perfectly fine technologically. Thank you very much. All right, and it was the first time for me, and obviously Zach dropped ship, but we tried to get this together so y'all would have something to listen to. Hopefully. It was interesting enough. I see that all of the regulars are in chat, so I appreciate that.
Well, I want to bring
Crystal here
real
as well.
Quick.
Hey, Crystal, how you doing?
Crystal's here?
Yeah.
Oh, she should have called in. Especially if
you know what?
No, don't say that. She will call in, man.
No, seriously. If anybody wants to call in, you can go ahead and give it a row. Like I said, I extended it in case anybody wanted to jump in on this clusterfuck party we've got going on here. If I had anybody's number, I would call you and make you talk, but unfortunately, I only have very few people's numbers, so were you saying something, Pop?
Yeah,
was it important?
Maybe. I'm saying at this point, we should just mutiny and take over the site. You know, our leader is falling behind. He's not showing up to shows. It's time. It's time for a change. Who should we elect?
Overthrow the establishment. Overthrow the establishment. That's awful. I would never do that. Hopefully Zach is out there somewhere listening and laughing his ass off at us as we
fucking Billy Idol looking motherfucker. Blonde hair.
So Zach, if
you're
listening,
like Billy Idol fucked Duke Nukem and they had some kind of defected hybrid baby.
See, this is what happens when you don't show back up, Zach. Pup and Grim go all out on your hair color.
You can't blame Zach. He's off dancing with himself, so.
Hey, you know, I would too. I like dancing with myself, too.
I'm dancing with myself. All right, Org, keep going.
But anyways, It does not look like anybody else is going to call. We got 2 minutes remaining. So I think we're going to end it and end the clusterfuck out, guys. Thanks for calling in, female. Thanks for calling in, Grim and Pup.
You're
and,
welcome. Somebody ought to carry your ass.
Fuck. You pretentious fuck. I would eventually got it. Anywho, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Thanks for showing up, guys. Hopefully it was entertaining for you guys. So I'm going to end the show. So see y'all later. See you soon.
Run the outro. Can you figure out how to do it?
Yes, I did. I just got a pop-up. Are you sure you want to end the show? Yes. All right. See y'all soon.